Hey there. How's it going? I know it's been a while. I know. I've been in St. John's. I'm sure you've missed me. But I'm back. It's interesting because the first thing I've really seen since I came back in the news was a lot of very violent crimes in northern Toronto. I mean, it's a little scary. I mean, just last week in the Jane and Finch area, there was a handful, well, maybe not quite a handful, but there were stabbings and shootings and arrests. Oh my. And it kind of makes me wonder the kind of city we live in. I mean, I grew up in Sudbury, so there was always this kind of small town paranoia, small town mentality for the big city. And I really hope my grandparents aren't listening right now, or else they might freak out a bit. But there was always a little bit of paranoia in the city, and I can't help but wonder, are we now, or are we helping to prevent it? It's something to consider. I mean, it can go from city to town to village, if you will. Or is it just the people? It makes you wonder, but I know my sister, who I was visiting in St. John's, told me the biggest controversy in St. John's that she's recently heard of was what she called a drug altercation between two men involving a weapon. In Toronto, that means guns and probably cocaine. In St. John's, it was a couple bags of weed and broom handles. It makes you wonder. I mean, what is it that drives these people to hurt somebody, or to wave around a knife, or to shoot bullets through a townhouse window, which happened in Jane and Finch area on Tuesday? I mean, what I think is, I think everybody needs to chill out a bit and maybe hang out and listen to some music therapy. Good evening, Toronto. This is your weekly music therapy session. I'm Renisa McLeod, and co-hosting with me tonight is the wonderfully electronic Peter Turns Pirate. Check this out.
Everything I invent. population shot news. Last night, police were called to a disturbance at residence 37420, where a man was under suspicion of plagiarism. When questioned, the man responded by saying, and I quote, "This is not anything new. I was only trying to reinvent the invented." Well, I think it's safe to say that we all plagiarize works of art, don't we?
Every day I invent.
And that was PTP's own Everything I Invent. Now, that's all you, isn't it?
That's all me.
How?
Pro Tools, mostly. I just program all the beats and all the synth. I do all the vocals. I mix it all myself, record it all myself.
Wow.
Yeah, it's not as fun as it sounds, but...
it sounds like a lot of work.
It is a lot of work, yeah. But I've been doing it for a long time now, so.
Yeah, since 2004, right?
Yes.
Cool.
All by myself.
Man, it's the pinnacle of DIY music.
Yeah, and the same with live shows. It's just me slogging mm-hmm. my stuff. And I'm a solo artist, but I have a lot of stuff.
I got
crates and crates of stuff, so.
So how do you get that all from point A to point B? I mean, I've seen you live. I saw you in October.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a lot of back power.
No doubt.
I just, you know, I got my car and everything fits in my car. And that's pretty much it. I got a dolly I have because I'm getting old and I can't
yeah,
carry it all
ancient.
By hand anymore. 26 years old. So,
yeah. Wow. So how long does it take you to set it up? Especially
for
live.
For a live show?
Yeah, with the sound checking and everything.
I'm getting pretty good at it. I'm pretty quick. It's under 10 minutes I can set up. And, like, I don't really screw around when I set up, like some other bands, and taking their time. Like, I get up, set up real quick, play quick, set down real quick. That's how I like to do it.
Cool. Now, your live show just... I mean, we've got the music, but then also there's the act attached to it with the fog, and
yep.
You threw, like, powder in the air when I saw
yeah,
you live.
Sometimes, yeah.
Smoke. I mean...
Well, I mean, I'm one guy, so I kind of have to have that in my show, like, sort of a theatrical vibe, because if I didn't, it would seem kind of just not exciting.
I don't know. The music is pretty exciting.
I know, but you got to move to the music. You got to, like, when I get up there, nothing's choreographed. Like, I just move to the music, you know? And sometimes I get a little carried away and break things and break my knees. And,
oh, dear.
I have bruises every show, after every single show. Yeah. So.
Wow. Well, what was one of your most memorable shows?
Was it
more the breaking or or the audience or the place or all of the above?
Like what, like as part of a show or like what's my favorite show?
Well,
like
what was one of your favorite shows? Sorry, I should have clarified.
I don't know. Like I don't have one really. I mean, it doesn't even matter to me if there's like 10 people there or 300. I will play the exact same. Like, I will give it, like, my all. Like, I've played in front of 3 people, and I've just gone crazy, you know, like, full-fledged. I never dumb it down at all, so. I don't know. I like the crowd, how they react. And, like, I just make them react. It's, you know. And I can see them all smiling. Like, whenever I play, for some reason, like, people always have a big smile on their face. I saw you when I played. And you were smiling, too.
Yeah, I was smiling.
And it's not like this guy's terrible. Like, it's like, well, this is really cool, you know, so.
Well, I have to say, it was one of the most unique acts I've seen locally.
Right.
If not the most unique.
And it's better now. Like, I have a totally new show now. all new songs, new outfit, new lights and everything. So it's a much better show now. So
cool. One thing I noticed too about your live show, there's a bit of a Michael Jackson influence, isn't there?
Ah, boy. There is, yes. Just because he's a great person to take from for performing live, like, if you don't like him or whatever, but he is, like, great at live. And I've listened to him for years and just studied his movements and how he performs, and, like, I just take that and kind of make it my own. Try not to copy him too much. It's hard, but... And I might throw in a little Jackson dance every once in a while. So
yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, well, totally. I mean, that's one thing that you can say about Michael Jackson is he did have that uniqueness to him. I mean, I don't know if you know this, you probably do, but Thriller was the first. Not only was it the most expensive music video of its time, but was the first ever fully choreographed music video of its time.
Nice.
Yeah, so
it's... And now you see that all the time now.
Oh, so. God, yeah, and it's not even that good anymore.
No.
I don't know, I think anyone can, like, chest pump or
however
you might you might pronounce it.
It was good, got a little good, and then now it's just dropped off. It's not anything.
Fair enough.
He's awesome, so.
Would you say he's the greatest of all time?
Exactly, he's the greatest of all time. That might be the name of the next song. I'm
I
not
think
sure
it is the name of the next song.
Peter Turns Pirate. Let's see if it is. I don't
this
know.
Is a Mike. Sorry, Peter Turns Pirate. Michael Jackson influenced the greatest of all time.
Greatest of all time.
Just like my hero, I am the sunlight that won't fade away. I've been here times before, but I was too blind to see that you seduce every man. This time you won't seduce me. Just saying that's okay. Hey, baby, do as you please.
And we're back. This is Music Therapy from Centennial College's Creative Communications Campus, live online right now. I'm Renisa McLeod, and I'm here with Peter Turns Pirate. You're just listening to Michael Jackson's Dirty Diana.
From the Bad Album.
From the Bad Album. And before that, that was PTP's own The Greatest of All Time, which was inspired by Michael Jackson.
Yes, it was.
Yes, it was. So we were talking during the songs. You were telling me your, oh God, not Bieber.
Yeah, he's on there.
You were telling me your new outfit, your new show outfit was custom made.
It was custom made.
How was that?
Excellent. I was always trying to look for things, but nothing ever fit me. I think because of my shoulders. I got broad shoulders, and so I just had it custom made by a designer.
Nice.
Here in Toronto, actually.
Oh, really? Yes. What was the designer?
Ginger Martini.
Ginger Martini.
Yes.
Not overly familiar. And if you're not overly familiar, everyone in Riverland, I think you should get on that and check it out. Or at least check out PTP's Facebook, because it is a sweet, sweet outfit.
It's a little over the top, but...
So?
It's all good.
I think so.
She's a great designer, though. She's awesome.
Nice. So, like, in your shows, your cloak, like, head to toe.
Pretty much, yeah. I don't come out in a t-shirt or anything. Just it wouldn't look right.
No, I guess it wouldn't fit in the...
Or jeans, you
know. The style. But how do you not die?
Oh, I do.
From heat?
Every show, I'm just sweating. And if you ever see me live, you'll see me with, like, 6 water bottles underneath my little keyboard stand. And I just keep dousing it on me and down my back, because my back, it's really, really hot. So,
fair enough.
But it's a sacrifice.
Totally. Well, it looks awesome.
That's what I'm going for.
Hey. So like, how do you prep for a show? Is there any sort of ritual that you have, or do you just give her?
No, I just... there's some quiet time. My vocal warm-up I do before every show, and I get really quiet before, don't really talk to anyone, and no, I just go on and give it my all.
Nice. So when I was researching you on FaceTalk, sorry, I need to...
Is that some new thing they just
I need invented? To I need to draw attention to the awesome Stay Puft Marshmallow Man that's in my studio right now.
I don't know if you can see that. I'll hold it up to the mic. Oh, no.
Wait, sorry. Well, I guess it's for our own enjoyment, but it is definitely, every time I look at it, I love it. Are you a Ghostbusters fan?
Yeah. I like it. Like the movies. This thing's pretty old, though. It's as old as me, so it's my good luck charm now. I'm going to bring it to all my shows and everything.
Nice. Do you give them some stage time, or do you just keep them like
I will.
Off to
I'll
left?
Probably just put them right up on my keyboard thing, and he'll play the show with me.
Nice. Just so. Make sure he doesn't get knocked down or
yeah,
exploded.
I might throw him or something. So.
Just be careful where you throw him.
Yeah.
But sorry, a little bit off topic here. One thing when I was researching you on Facebook and your MySpace, one of the references that came up was math metal. I'm not overly familiar.
Yeah, that's just kind of something I threw in there because I have no idea what my genre is. Do you know? I don't know. I think
it's a beautiful combination of electronica and metal, obviously, and other awesome uniqueness.
See, you're already off track. You're just going to keep adding things, and I just don't know. So, yeah.
Neat. Now, did you come up with the phrase, or did you read it somewhere?
Math metal?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, that's been around for a long time.
Wow, I need to research that. So,
it's really electronic math metal, because I use a lot of numbers to write my beats and everything, and like... just number riffs like that are based on numbers, and I'll just add numbers, subtract them, reverse them, and there you got a beat.
You already lost me. I'm really I'm not a big math person. So is that usually how your process goes? Like, tell me about it. Like, how do you write a song?
I usually start with a vocal. Like, a vocal line will come to me, like a chorus line, and then I'll just build the song around that, or just start making a beat, just adding sounds. Like, I'll do it with my voice, like on my phone. Like, I'll just make the beats up with on my phone and take it to the studio and just remake the beat. It's a long process, because I gotta think of a beat, program the beat, think of bass lines, program that, and it takes a long time. It's not like I'm in a band setting where we can all just work on the song and you can hear it right away. I have to program before I can hear it. So, mm-hmm.
So how long does it usually take from first to last?
For one song, well, it depends on the song, but it could take just like weeks, months, like a long time. Just to do drums, it'll probably take me a couple of weeks just to program it.
Wow. So how long did it take you to do this EP then, all told?
Well, I got 6 songs on it. That took me a couple months. Probably took me about 4 months, maybe, to do it all. So.
Wow. It's definitely not like an 8-hour challenge sort of thing.
No. And I'm by myself, so I don't have any feedback at all or if I'm going in the right direction, so. I just show my girlfriend some of the things, and she's like, no, that's not good, and other things are good, so.
Neat. Right, well, I think it's time for another music break. I've got a Mindless Self-Indulgence queued up, another band that you've been compared to. Really?
Yeah, so.
Wow.
Pretty much every show, somebody I don't know comes up and says, do you know who Mindless Self-Indulgence is? I'm like, yeah, I know. Like, you sound like them. I'm like, yeah, I know. That's
enough.
A good comparison, though.
Yeah, well, they put on an awesome show. I know that.
Yes.
All right, so what we've got coming at you right now, Radio Land, is Mindless Self-Indulgence's Animal.
Yeah. Make a way. Make it with my hand. Pop your skirt.
Oh!
we're back. This is your weekly music therapy session. I'm Renisa McLeod, broadcasting live from Centennial College's Creative Communications Campus. In the co-host chair this evening, I have the lovely Peter Turns Pirate. How are you doing over there?
Oh, I'm doing good.
Awesome. So what you were just listening to was Mindless Self-Indulgence, Animal, followed by Daft Punk, Robot Rock. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, I think so. I didn't see many Daft Punk references in your lengthy list.
No, it's just a cool song.
It is a good song.
I'm gonna play it.
No, it's fun. So, I completely forgot where I was going.
What's
that
talk about?
Oh, well. going back to what we were talking about Ghostbusters. You were telling me before you're a VHS fan and
oh yes.
Yeah.
Huge. I have three huge boxes in my basement of VHS that I still watch today.
Do you have any problems with them or?
No, not at all.
Nice.
I don't know, something about them. I just like them. I got tons of DVDs too, so.
Of course.
I just can't let them go.
No, it's hard.
It's just hard.
It's the nostalgia.
Like I grew up with VHS.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to get rid of.
Yeah, it makes you wonder what the DVD and Blu-ray 20 years from now will be.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Maybe it'll be a chip implanted in your brain.
That'd be cool.
That would be very interesting.
Yeah.
And that was a geek moment there.
Anyway,
back on track. So with the EP coming out soon, you've got some shows coming up, I do believe.
Yes. I have a show on June 3rd in Barrie. I don't know if you guys know where that is.
Gee, let me think.
July 1st in Orillia. People might not know where that is in Toronto.
Yeah, know where that is. I'm with you.
It's north of Barrie. And I got a show on July 24th in Montreal. And I'm starting to book shows in Toronto right now. I'm just getting everything verified right now. I want to play a lot in Toronto, so.
Well, I'll definitely make a point of checking in with you and announcing them.
Yes, for sure.
So this is just about the end of our time here. We've got about 10 minutes left in the show. I've got one more PTP song lined up. This is Mimiction.
Mimiction.
Tell me a bit about
that. It's a word I made up. It's mimic and mimiction put together.
Mimic and mimiction?
Mimiction.
Nice.
So, yeah. Cool. Just doing something cool. What was that other word you said?
From chortle. Allison,
chortle?
Chortle.
Chortle. And what's that?
That's chuckle and snort. It was created by Lewis Carroll for the Alice in Wonderland.
I did not know that.
Oh, yes.
Now I know. I'm going to tell everyone I know. They won't even know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's okay. So last song of the night, I've got Mimiction by my lovely guest, Peter Turns Pirate, followed by your upcoming concert listings. This is your weekly music therapy session. I'm Renisa McLeod, here with PTP.
We had
And we're back. That was Mamiction by Peter Turns Pirate. We're going to be checking in with him later on as he gets his Toronto shows lined up.
Yes.
I'm excited, and I think you should be excited too, and keep listening.
Too.
Because I think it'll be awesome. It's definitely a show worth watching.
It is.
I think so. But I think this is pretty much time for us. I've got your upcoming concert listings here, and that'll be it for the evening. Thank you so much for coming in.
Well, thank you.
And from Barry, was it?
Barry.
Wow. Well, I appreciate it.
No problem.
So here's what we've got coming up, kiddies. For music, on Tuesday, we have Sleigh Bells, CSS, and Princeton at Sound Academy. Wednesday, we'll show Death Cab for Cutie. That's the new emo rockers. We'll be playing at the Phoenix, Adele at the ACC if you're into something mellow, and All Star Weekend, also at the Sound Academy, which will be the place to be. On Friday, there's Joan Rivers at Roy Thompson Hall, and The Cars, once again at Sound Academy, which is probably the least accessible venue in the city, pretty much. Yeah, PTP is nodding here.
Yeah.
I think so. On Saturday, also at the Sound Academy, is Cake, Arctic Monkeys, which are the indie rock extraordinaires, will be playing at the Cool House, and the week is going to be rounded up with Dirty Maria, CD release party at Revival, believe it or not. And ladies and gentlemen, that concludes our time here for Music Therapy. Thanks a lot for tuning in, and we will catch you next week.